Hello and welcome to the Holly Philippa podcast. Holly is a master trainer, fitness model, and online coach who likes to think outside the box when it comes to health, fitness, wellness, and spirituality. Taking a holistic view to health and fitness, Holly talks about topics that aren't just the usual within the fitness industry and delves deep into the body, mind, and soul. Interviewing incredible guests, sharing her journey, and the knowledge she's learned along the way with you. Welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys? And welcome back to my podcast show. Thank you so much for everyone who has listened to all my episodes so far and supported me, left reviews. Really appreciate it, guys, and I'm really, really excited to provide new content twice a week. So I'll be launching my episodes every Monday and every Thursday, so watch out for those. And I want to provide you guys with value and content that you are going to benefit from. And me personally, I just listen to podcasts every single day. And the great thing is you can do it when you're on the move, when you're in the gym, when you're walking, getting those steps in. So yes, staying productive. And yeah, I just love podcasts. So that's one of the reasons why I even started this myself, because I've been a fan of podcasts for literally about 4 to 5 years. So on long trips, or when I used to drive to and from London, I would always listen to a podcast. And sorry guys, there's literally like a fly that's just flew in and I'm quite easily distracted. Anyway, back to topic. So today's podcast is on the key components of health, and it is my take on the key components of health and how I personally incorporate this into my own routines and how I support clients in regards to developing positive components of health and working on every single component of health that they can. Now, it is defined. So they say that there are 6 components of health: physical health, social health, environmental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and intellectual and mental health. Now, I wrote a list of my personal key components, and they're a bit of a, you know, potentially a blend of all of these, and this is just how I personally view the key components of health and how we can take each component and make it work for us and make it elevate our mind, body, and soul on a daily basis, and utilizing these components and breaking them down. Because I don't know if anyone out there is like me, and I might be like super on it with my training, my workouts, my nutrition, things that come naturally to me, and then one component might be out. So for me, I don't really party, I don't go out much, out of choice. And maybe personally, I might lack the social component of health, but then I get my social component of health when I go to seminars with like-minded people, or when I'm training my clients, I have that interaction and connection, and that's what brings me the most joy. I think nowadays people expect social kind of interaction and connection to be, oh, let's go out and get absolutely smashed, or let's go out and party till the early hours, or, you know, and I don't know, I've been there at university, I used to go out, I used to party, and it never brought me joy. I only did it because that's what everyone else was doing, and I thought, hey, this is normal, right? I didn't have anyone to guide me or any strong figures in my life to say, this is the way, that's the right way. So a lot of it I've kind of learned and experienced myself. And, you know, people that I used to party with years ago, they still go out now. And I'm just on a different level. And now I have found my path in life, and my work and my job and helping others brings me so much joy that I don't get joy from something that doesn't have a purpose, in essence. So if I'm going out, what is that purpose? What am I going to get from that? Or how are other people going to benefit from that? My kind of, I'm going to say, switch off, and what I benefit and my friends benefit from is, let's go and grab a coffee. Let's go and grab brunch. Let's talk. Let's, you know, talking can be healing as well for the soul. So just, that is my own perception of it, my own thoughts and my own opinion. But it's not feeling guilty as well for doing the things that you love and the components of health. But as always, I went on a tangent. So I'm just going to read to you guys what I feel the key components of health are from experience within my career, experience working with clients, experience on my own journey, helping friends, and just research and studying. So, of course, training is a key component of health. Nutrition, what are we consuming? Meditating, our social interactions, which we've spoken about, morning rituals, beauty rituals, stretching, and accountability. So I'm going to break these down and talk about them one-on-one. So training, if you guys know me and if you guys follow me, you will know training is my life. It's my passion. And that's what I try and help and support and practice with people out there, members of my team, my clients, my one-to-one clients and my online clients. Training, moving the body, is one of the most important components of health. Having a stable platform, this body is here to take you on this journey, whatever this journey may be throughout life. So we have to keep it mobile. We have to keep it healthy and we have to look after it. And whether that be strength training, whether that be yoga, whether that be walking, whether that be running, swimming, whatever you enjoy, do that. But also do the things that you don't enjoy so much. So I go through phases. This week I am on a yoga, I'm loving my yoga, like a yoga flow week. This weekend gone, I've been at a seminar, muscle camp with Ben Pakulski, which was incredible. And we did a lot of strength training. And I was in an environment where it was really testosterone driven. So I was at King's Gym, incredible gym. If anyone has been there, you will know, in Croydon, King's Gym, fantastic. It reminded me of Gold's Gym in Venice. And it's just full of people wanting to better themselves. You know, there was such a vibe there. I trained there on the Friday night and the music, the energy, the environment, it was cool. So I've been there and I was like, okay, I need to decompress, stretch and move. So this week is a yoga week to release, to stretch, to mobilize. And it feels so good for me. And it's Wednesday now and I can feel myself getting a bit like, okay, I need to go and crush some weight. So after this podcast, I'm probably going to go and hit up some full body hypertrophy because that's what feels good to me and that's what I need. And so anyone out there, do what you love, but then also add in some things that you don't particularly like. And if you don't like them, invest in a coach, invest in a trainer who's going to push your limits or even eventually make you actually enjoy the exercise because of the person. And people connect with certain people. People invest with certain people because of their personalities and it works for them. So find a coach that you resonate with and that knows where you want to go, that you feel confident and comfortable in their presence. I think that's so important. So if there's anything, me personally, if I'm like, okay, I need to shred up for this, or I've losing motivation, I will hire a coach. I will get someone to train me. And I think that's so important. And pushing your limits. Sometimes we look at, oh, I don't need a coach or I don't need a trainer. In my opinion, everyone does, because it's going to make you a better person. It's going to push your limits and then you will know what you can achieve. This leads me on to my next point about accountability. And all these key components of health. We know what to do. We all know what to do, right? We all know what to train. Maybe not how to train, but we all know we have to move our body daily. We have to eat right. So what is it that stops us actually doing that? And a lot of it is accountability. Not having a coach, not having a role model or someone that you look up to and you are like, right, I've done this today. What am I meant to do? Or I'm feeling like this today. Give me a plan of action. Or someone just to bounce ideas off. And I recently invested in a coach and for both training and just a general mentor and really intelligent person and someone that I resonate with and I trust. And this has given me confidence even within myself, because sometimes in gym-based environments, there can be a lot of negativity maybe, or because of competitions with other trainers. If you don't have good relationships with people in your network or in your environment, sometimes you can question yourself. And I've done that in the past. And when you haven't got a support network, it's hard. I'm not really close to my family. My dad now, he's so much better in regards to how we communicate and as a support for me. However, I've not had that previously. So if anyone knows me, they'll know that I'm really sensitive. And if someone says something mean to me, it can upset me for days. And I need to learn to grow stronger from that, because we all get prejudged how we look, who we are. Are we successful? And the more successful you are, the more intelligent, the more good looking you are, the more you achieve, you get more haters. And that's just how it is. And having someone there to be like, Hull, this is what you need to do. This is the plan of action. You know, I believe in you. Do this, do that. And to anyone out there considering on getting a coach or considering on investing in a trainer or whatever it may be, a coach on any level, mentor, training coach, nutrition coach, business coach, emotional coach, whatever it is, please invest in it, try it, and I promise you it will be worth it. My next point, of course, obvious, nutrition, key component of health. To keep this simple and to really break it down, guys, just eat whole foods. Trial it 30 days. Say, I am only going to eat whole foods. It's what we were designed to eat. And as I'm recording this podcast, I'm looking out my window and I've recently just moved. And I actually have a butcher's, a fresh butcher's and a greengrocer's outside and a farm shop. So I'm lucky in the fact that they are so close by. And a lot of us go to Tesco or wherever it may be, and there's so much processed foods with great marketing, and we have those cravings, and food is an emotional, or cravings can be an emotional response. We all do it. Don't get me wrong. Like, once I start eating, I literally can't stop. And I can go into another point with this, because we're cavemen, cavewomen, designed to hunt our food and eat as much as we can in that moment. So when I eat, and I probably have two big feeds a day. If you know me, sometimes I intermittent fast. More recently, I haven't actually been fasting. My body, for some reason, feels that it needs food more often. And again, intuitive eating, this is working for me. So we are designed to eat whole foods. But when we have that packaged food, what happens? Our dopamine spikes. We get that emotional response. We want more. We don't just want one cookie. We want the whole pack. So if you can be strong and only have whole foods for 30 days, fresh meats, organic meats, grass-fed meats, vegetables, fruits, trial it. Really try it. And if you have those cravings, if they can't be settled with a banana or maybe even a raw cacao drink, dark chocolate, something which is in its most natural form with the least added ingredients as possible. And again, water, staying hydrated. That's another one of my personal components of health. So these are not what, I don't know, what society or what ever the internet says in regards to key components of health. These are my own personal ones, which I want to share with you. And hydration. Now, geez, when clients come to me, some clients can literally be like, I'm like, how much water do you drink a day? One glass, two glasses. I listened to something the other day, and it was in a book, and I think 70-80%, either in America or the UK, were dehydrated. And if you think of a plant, when you water a plant, what does it do? It blooms, it blossoms, it's vibrant. For something so simple as drinking more water, it's hard. Even sometimes I struggle. So give yourself that goal as soon as you wake up. Be like, right, okay, I am going to consume a pint of water right now. Shower, whatever it is you guys do in your morning routine, another pint. And then I'm going to bring a 1.5 litre bottle of water with me throughout the day. And then I'm going to fill that up at, say, 2 o'clock. And I'm going to drink another 1.5 litre before the end of the day. And maybe even finish my day with another pint of water. And that is not including teas, coffees, peppermint teas, whatever. That's additional. Pure water. Stretching is so important and it's so freeing. And guys, it feels so good. Again, I did a little bit of a post on my Instagram last night about the benefits of stretching. And I was just doing some crazy yoga flow in King's Gym and all these guys are lifting weights. And I'm like, no, I need to stretch and be free. Just on a side note, I was actually thinking about doing a yoga workshop, but for bodybuilders. So if anyone wants to or is interested in that, hit me an email, holly@hollyphillippa.com. So H-O-L-L-I-E at H-O-L-L-I-E, Philippa, P-H-I-L-I-P-P-A.com. Let me know. I might do a few different locations because mobility is key. Biomechanics with weight training, strength conditioning training is key. So I'm looking to hold some workshops. I'm also a qualified Hatha yoga teacher. So I'm looking to hold some workshops across the UK. So hang tight for that, guys. If anyone's interested, drop me an email, drop me a DM on Instagram and just topic yoga workshop. Next point is walk, getting our steps in. As soon as you wake up, get those trainers on, get outside, pop one of my podcasts on and walk. Even if it's literally 10 minutes there, 10 minutes back, you've got a 20-minute walk in the bag already. Wake up 20 minutes earlier, get those steps in. You can get like 6,000-7,000 steps within that time. Now, I recommend my clients to get at least 12,000 steps in a day. And you're basically nearly there. And you've not even started your day yet. Walk. Meditate as you walk. Listen to a podcast. Get outside. Get that sunlight on your skin. It feels so good. This is something that I've done recently. And my online team is growing substantially. So I'm spending a lot more time in my office with my online team and not as much time with my one-to-one clients. I'm trying to keep my one-to-one clients as exclusive as I can, and I'm training about 6 people a day at the moment, and that is maxed out. I will not take on any more clients one-to-one because I really want to grow my online clients so I can reach and help more people. So I've been spending a lot more time in my own office. So it's important that I get up, I'm active, and I'm not just sat in my office. I'm kind of moving as well. I'm practicing what I preach, right, guys? So walking, movement. Next one, meditating. And there's a great little app that Ben Pakulski showed me. So we all went for dinner at the weekend as well to this incredible steakhouse in London. It was called Roxy. And as you do when you're with the leaders in fitness, you talk about fitness, food, competitions, and all things exciting adventures, you know, plans, business plans. And that's what I love. Like that seminar this weekend, I was surrounded by the most beautiful people inside and out, all on a mission to help other people develop their business and talk ideas. I will not stand for anyone that talks about other people negatively. They're actually my rules in my sessions. So one, if you've trained with me, you will know these rules. One, you cannot wear perfume because it is highly estrogenic and it's an endocrine disruptor. And one, if you're my client, I want you to get results. Two, I don't want that shit affecting me and my body composition. Two, you can't talk negatively about yourself, so only uplifting mantras. And three, you can't talk negatively about anyone else. And I mean, they're my rules. So if you can abide to those rules, hop on my team, guys. Positivity only. So anyway, back to my point, meditating, the incredible people that was around, we looked into an app. It's called Waking Up. Have a little look at it, guys. Waking Up app. You can download it. You can try it for free by Sam Harris, S-A-M, space H-A-R-R-I-S. There's also another meditation app called Brain FM, and you can meditate in literally 3 minutes, guys. 3 minutes is all you need to reset, refocus, decompress. I've also done a YouTube video on this, so check out my YouTube channel, Holly Philippa, and click on my video, which explains meditating. I talk about different frequencies. You might benefit from this. My next point, social. I spoke about this at the start of the podcast, and this point really resonates with me because I never, just on an emotional level, I never felt that I fitted in, let's say at school, jobs that I've been, colleagues, employees, even in the work environment that I'm in now, I'm very much introverted and my focus is my clients. So I tend not to get involved with things outside of work. And as an entrepreneur running my own business, I'm really particular about who I surround myself with. And I have a small handful of people that I trust with my heart and my soul. And I love spending time with them, and my time is so valuable and so precious. Obviously, my clients get my time, and all of my clients are just beautiful, incredible people. I've got such an incredible team right now, both one-to-one and online, and it's growing every single day. We have a community, WhatsApp groups, Facebook groups, weekly Zoom calls, and everyone is so supportive of each other. So, and then I've got my best friend who I might meet, let's say, every other week for brunch or coffee, but that time is valuable for both of us. And I have my other friends that will do dinner, but that could be like literally once a month. Because again, I'm so particular, and it's kind of setting the time aside to, and it goes back to my other point, giving and receiving, and relationships have to be mutual. And that's cool if someone's having a low day one day, that other person lifts them up, and likewise, but they do have to be mutual. And time is valuable, guys. So spend your time wisely, doing the things you love with the people you love, people that are going to elevate you, and work on your dreams every single day. Because that, if you love what you're doing, you love yourself, you are going to be such a more rounded individual, and you're going to give back to the people around you in a more positive way. So anyway, sorry to get deep with you guys on that one. Just to summarize, I have really good people around me at the moment, and I'm feeling very grateful and very blessed. And yeah, so thank you to everyone, you know who you are, that is in my life at the moment, and gratitude, which isn't on my key component of health, but is going to flow into my next point. Start a gratitude journal. Say things you're grateful for. Write them down when you wake up. If you have an emotion that sets in, it could be anxiety, it could be low mood, sadness. Say what you are grateful for. Today, I am grateful for having the ability to move my body, being able to enjoy this food, my friends, my apartment, my car, my job, my clients, whatever it may be. It instantly elevates your mood. Okay, next point. morning rituals. If you guys haven't checked out, I think it's number 2 podcast on morning rituals. Go and check it out. Let me know what you think. I delve deep into morning rituals, the benefits, and yeah, win your morning, guys, and you win your day. I'm a true believer in that. The day before, plan your perfect day. Plan your morning routine. You know, walk, coffee, read 5 pages of a book, set your intentions, goals for the day, stretch, move, meditate, prep your food, cold shower, maybe another coffee in there, I don't know, get out the door. And one of my other major key components of health, self-care, self-love, and beauty routines. So giving yourself that time, I give myself literally 2 hours a day dedicated to me, my beauty routine, so call it, and that could be a sauna, it could be a facial, it could be a blow dry, it could be an Epsom salts bath and a face mask, it could be getting my nails done. I don't know, I rarely get my nails done just because of the chemicals, etc. But if I've got a special occasion, potentially that would be. And hey guys, let me know if anyone knows any really cool, organic, paraben-free, chemical-free nail varnish in the UK, Cheshire area, any salons, shoot me an email, send me a DM, let me know. I possibly should be a little bit more girly, but I just love feeling clean and fresh, particularly with my nails. And when I'm in the sauna, like I try and get a sauna at least 4 times a week, I just like feeling fresh. I don't know if anyone else feels like that. And sometimes I've got nail varnish on or makeup on. It doesn't make me feel like good. But yeah, so I'm much more of a like body scrub, body brush, Epsom salts. That's my kind of facials even. That's my kind of beauty routine. It's not necessarily makeup and nails, but a pedicure potentially. Anyway, I am like, what's the word when you just mumble and jumble? And this fly has come back and it's literally right in front of my face. So let's maybe let it out the window. Oh, that was easy. We've let it out the window. It's free. It's free, guys. The fly is free. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I enjoyed recording it. And this was all without a coffee as well, actually, guys. So yeah, let me know what you think. Don't forget, you have the chance to win a free coaching call with me. All you guys have got to do is subscribe to my podcast, leave a review, let me know what you're thinking so far. I appreciate you guys and I love you guys and thank you so much for following my journey. My online coaching platform is growing. I have so many incredible new additions to my team. We're building a community. So if you guys want to know more about my online coaching, fire me an email at holly@hollyphillippa.com or fire me a DM on the IG and let me know what your goals are and why you're ready to achieve. Why are you ready at this point in your life? Why do you want to achieve optimal body composition, optimal health, optimal wellness? Let me know. And if I feel I can help you, I will help you. You have to be ready, guys. Don't forget that. There's intrinsic and extrinsic factors which play a massive part in that. But I'm here to guide you. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I don't know if I said watching previously, but this is listening. Maybe I will record these for my YouTube channel. If that's something you want to see, let me know. It's particularly when I have guests on. I may record these, film them, and obviously vocally record them. So I think that's it, guys. Yeah. Thank you for listening. And I will catch you on my next podcast. So this will be going live tomorrow. Really excited for this. Let me know what you think. And I will catch y'all next time. Peace.